Namaste, and welcome to this core teachings video on self-inquiry. And I want to talk about for this time how my understanding has deepened of self-inquiry overall as I began to do self-inquiry and then moving forward, and the actual deepening experience of it and what that was that became very, very effective for me, as opposed to how I began with self-inquiry, which was really a state of confusion and thinking perhaps that it was a thought process, that it was to further engage my mind. And so I hoped it might be helpful to kind of really look at the core thing that worked for me with self-inquiry. And that really is something that I want to call the spirit of inquiry, or the energy of inquiry. Perhaps a lot of our spiritual practice is our time spent wanting to find the right way to do something, and self-inquiry was no different in my experience than anything else, meditation, etc., when it came to the amount of time I wasted. Maybe not wasted, is that maybe a better word would be experimented, trying to find the right way to do inquiry. And overall, I came to see, like with self-inquiry, any other practice at all, that rather than how to do it, more important was the energy, the spirit, the reason why I was doing it, and that was overriding everything else. So I could sit with an awakened being, and they could teach me some self-inquiry process, and I would try to copy that. And, you know, if this could happen, if I could get a perfect instruction from the perfect teacher, it still wouldn't be effective for me if I was trying to do it in a very mechanical way, if I was trying to do it from a thought process, from trying to get somewhere. And perhaps the thing I learned from all these great beings overall, and that hopefully you're beginning to see as we go through these core teachings videos, is that more important than anything else is a deep and abiding curiosity as to how we've come to believe that we are something we're not. And then a curiosity to what we actually really are. And that is an ongoing, stable thing, a deepening thing. For me now, the curiosity to see what I really am is, it's more like a love affair. It's deepened even from a curiosity where it started, and maybe more into a love affair, an obsession. And it still continues to deepen each day. And I think it's important to really understand this moving forward, because it really takes away, when we get this, one of the reasons why we start self-inquiry might be to try to find a final answer. When I inquire deep enough, I'll find some kind of answer. I find out what I really am, and then it'll be over. I'll be done. And it will in a certain way, because there'll be an end to suffering. But when you find out what you really are, that's the beginning of this deep and abiding curiosity, this love affair, this obsession. And it reveals, you are revealed to yourself as something beautiful, mysterious, and deep and ever unfolding in terms of human experience. So just because I had a deep seeing yesterday doesn't mean I can't have a deeper seeing today. And that goes on forever for me and for all of us. So more important overall than how I'm actually doing my inquiry today, or what question I'm using to launch my inquiry, where am I, what am I, who am I infinite, whatever question we are really using to jump off from, wherever we're sitting when we do it, what time of day it is, what we're wearing, all that stuff is unimportant compared to the reason, the deep and abiding drive to want to find out what we really are. And When I began to understand this, it didn't really matter where I was or what question I launched off from. It was just, I want to fall more in love with this that I am. I want to get a clearer snapshot of it today than I did yesterday, and tomorrow's will be even clearer. As if I'm using a camera to take a photo of a beautiful landscape. And each time I take a photograph, the camera's adjusting and it's a little bit more in focus, getting a little bit clearer and crisper each time. Or perhaps an even better analogy would be somehow the camera gets upgraded every time I take a picture. Every time I take a picture of reality and I see it in my inquiry, and vast and infinite and formless, it's crystal clear. It's perfect. It's totally revelatory. It is final. It feels full. It feels clear. And then the next time, the camera's somehow being upgraded and it's even more clear, even more perfect. Somehow, if we can get our head around that idea. And when this began to happen for me, it led to this deep motivation for doing any practice at all, and not just self-inquiry, but especially here, because our subject is self-inquiry. It led to this deep and growing, that has never stopped growing, urge to want to know, really, and that to want to fall in love with that mystery even deeper than I did yesterday. And we could be talking about devotion here, couldn't we? But it's the same thing. What's bringing us to our practice is different in the end than what starts. And it's less and less about what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and more about where I'm doing it from. I am infinite and vast, and I want to understand myself deeper. I want to see clearer. I want to know what that means even more fundamentally than I did yesterday. So there's lots of techniques and tips and tools in all of non-duality teachings, in my teachings as well, about how to actually do self-inquiry. But if you're finding yourself a bit overwhelmed, then just take a deep breath and just refocus again on, why am I doing this? Why am I self-inquiring in the first place? And that curiosity will open you up and begin to take you into a deeper experience anyway of what you already are. So just holding that in your heart as you move forward, not so much worrying about how you're doing it. And yes, there'll be techniques and questions that seem to gel with you more than others to lead you into self-inquiry, but this is the fundamental overriding thing of all, as far as I'm concerned. Are you just, okay, it's time to do my inquiry, I'm going to sit down, get it done, and then I can go do something else? Or is it, I just want to take 5 minutes just to see if I can really get a clearer, where is the edges to my being? Can I really feel, does it go through my body, this field that I am? Just kind of that sort of energy we're coming to our practice from increasingly. And this is what we can cultivate, because then all practice will be enjoyable, whether we get answers in that moment or not, or they come later. It will be satisfying to just be open and curious in that moment. And maybe you can see the similarities here between meditation and inquiry, in that we're really just interested deeply, passionate about what is real and true, as opposed to what is ephemeral and coming and going, passing. I hope that helps. Maybe just relax, if you can, a little bit about the inquiry. Like, the inquiry itself is most important. The inquiry, the wanting to know, the curiosity. And then it has to be fulfilled. I can pretty much guarantee everyone starting with self-inquiry will feel that they're doing it wrong. But there is no wrong way. There's only the way that works for you right now in this moment. And that might be different from day to day. So it's best not to really hold on to a particular practice or a question that launches into self-inquiry with a tenacity. Just giving some wiggle room for life to say, hey, this might work better today. This question might be more relevant today for you than it was yesterday. So thank you, and all my love and blessings. Namaste.